This is Central Time. America's seafood consumption has been on the rise. Demand is expected to keep growing. In 2017, Americans ate 16 pounds of seafood per day. No, on average. I'm thinking that's per year. The highest total in 8 years. I'm just kidding. It's per year. While fish is often billed as a healthy food option, the fish industry has problems like overfishing and concerns about contaminants found in fish. For the consumer, finding fish that's both environmentally sustainable and good for consumption can seem like a challenge. But our next guests say that Wisconsin is home to many aquaculture businesses and commercial fisheries that can meet these demands. Plus, they have some recipes for us. Titus Seilheimer is the Fisheries Outreach Specialist with the Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute based on the UW-Green Bay Manitowoc campus. He joins us now from our Green Bay studio. Titus, welcome to Central Time.
Hello.
And Tim Campbell is the Aquatic Invasive Species Outreach Specialist with the UW Sea Grant Institute. Tim, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, Titus, there's been growing interest in supporting local businesses and local food, but fish sometimes for people is a gray area. What are some of the reasons you think that people don't think of, you know, buying Wisconsin fish, Midwestern fish to put on their table?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think sometimes people, you know, they have their go-to recipes for chicken, pork, steak, and they don't have those go-to fish recipes. And, you know, sometimes it can be a challenge to just go into your grocery store and leave with local fish. So it might take a little planning and a little extra work to make that happen.
And Tim, I think people are concerned sometimes. Let's start with the farming industry, fish farming industry in Wisconsin. There have been concerns in the past that aquaculture, fish farming has pollution concerns. It isn't sustainable. What do we know about that?
So we know that the aquaculture industry in Wisconsin is pretty well regulated, and I think Titus would be able to touch a little bit more on the specifics of some of that.
Yeah, Titus, talk about what kind of regulations we have on aquaculture here in the state.
Yeah, there. You know, the state does, you know, regulate those discharge just like any other company that might be discharging. So it's you know, a pretty high standard, and they're, you know, really looking to protect the water quality of the, you know, the waters that are receiving that discharge from the fish farm. So, you know, lots of regulations in place. Some of the farmers might say too many regulations, but, you know, at least it's protecting our local waters. So I think that's good news for the consumer, too.
And Tim, how about finding this kind of fish at the store? How can we find out who's carrying it, or if they don't, how to try to connect the shop with the producers?
So there's a handful of different ways you can find Wisconsin fish. You can go to eatwisconsinfish.org, and there should be a list of places you can buy Wisconsin-produced fish. If you have a favorite fish farm, you might be able to go to their website and see where they currently are supplying their fish to. And then, you know, an example that I have, I lived in a small town outside of Madison, and our small grocery store didn't have any Wisconsin fish, didn't even have any American fish when they first opened. So I just made a comment, let them know that there were a handful of really good Great Lakes in Wisconsin options that they could bring in to sell. And within about a month or two, they had those options available for us. And for the handful of years I lived there, that's pretty much all I bought from that store. So if you don't have it at your store, you can always request that they carry it.
Talking to Tim Campbell and Titus Seilheimer for the Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, looking at the fish available around Wisconsin. We'll look at the wild-caught fish in just a bit, but you guys stepped outside of your usual roles into a chef role to help promote some Wisconsin fish. Titus, let's start with you. You've got a quick pan-fried fish with lemon butter sauce. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so, you know, really the what I wanted to do was provide something that was pretty simple with, you know, the ingredients that you might have on hand at all already. So, you know, putting together a dry rub out of brown sugar and onion powder, some other seasonings, just rubbing that on a fish and then cooking it, you know, pan fry, you can bake it, you can grill it, and really fish shouldn't be that complicated. and then, you know, adding something like a butter sauce, if your friends don't like fish or your family doesn't like fish, cover it in butter, and they will love it.
And Titus, Food Friday listeners know I'm a little timid about cooking fish because I'm scared I'm going to overcook it. How do we know when our fish is done when we're pan frying it?
You know, my secret for, you know, the perfect fish or really the perfect meat anytime is to use a thermometer and just keep an eye on that temperature. With fish, you want to go for, you know, depending on the species, somewhere between 120 and 140 degrees, and your fish will be done right.
All right. And then, Tim, hook us up with your salmon BLT now. This looks really good.
Yeah. So I had this at a brewery once, and I had this sandwich, and I knew I had to try to recreate it at home. And I think I got lucky enough in doing that, and I really like it because it's a kind of a fun way to make salmon. Maybe, you know, because I feel like a lot of times you just maybe roast it in the oven real quick and serve it with, like, potatoes and a veggie. So this is kind of maybe a fun way that you might have salmon with some friends over a beer on Friday night or something like that.
Yeah, tell us a little bit, how do we cook that salmon when we're making it?
So in the video, we oven roasted it with some bacon, added some pepper to it, and that was really it for 20 minutes. And then you just built the sandwich with a bun, avocado, lettuce, tomato, and the bacon. And a lot like making a normal BLT, just, you know, cooking a little salmon to add on there.
We've got Titus and Tim's fish recipes. You can find them at WPR.org/Central Time. Talking to two guests from the Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, Titus Seilheimer, fisheries outreach specialist based on the UW-Green Bay Manitowoc campus. Tim Campbell is the aquatic invasive species outreach specialist. They're with us to talk about Wisconsin fish farmed and wild caught and giving us some inspiration for cooking them. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you bought local fish, farmed or wild caught? If you're interested in buying local fish but haven't yet, what's making you hesitate? Do you have questions about how farmed fish works? And if you go out and catch those fish yourselves, I want to know your favorite way to cook it, your favorite Wisconsin freshwater fish and how you like to eat it. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We pick up our conversation with two guests from the Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, Titus Seilheimer and Tim Campbell. They are joining us to talk about Wisconsin fish farmed and wild caught and giving us some inspiration for cooking with them. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you bought local fish to cook at home, farmed or wild caught? What was your experience with it? Were you able to find it pretty easy? Do you catch and make your cook your own fish? What's your favorite way to eat it? What questions do you have for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Christian is with us in Racine. Christian, hello.
Hello. Thank you very much for taking my call. I just wanted to know if your guest had any familiarity with what Superior Fresh is doing up in around the Hickston area. They have what I believe is the country's largest inland North Atlantic salmon farm-raised operation, and they're recycling all the nutrients from the fish into an aquaponics operation on site where they are growing microgreens and lettuces and herbs. It's a really, really impressive operation.
Titus, do you want to tackle that?
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, I think that is probably a large part of the future of aquaculture right there. It's, you know, reusing all that water, capturing the nutrients, growing greens, growing fish all together. It's, you know, in here in Wisconsin, producing lots of Atlantic salmon. I've been through the facility. It's a very impressive facility.
Christian, thanks for that call. And Tim, that salmon and BLT, I assume you're using Wisconsin farm-raised salmon for that one?
Yes, we actually use the Superior Fresh salmon.
Oh, that very brand. Okay.
Yep, in that video. So it's a quite delicious fish.
Can you tell the difference, Tim, in cooking between, you know, a Wisconsin salmon and something you caught, you know, in the Atlantic?
It's probably pretty difficult, but the one thing that I know that I like about, you know, getting something from a local facility in Wisconsin is that I know it's really fresh. So I think if you can tell a difference, maybe sometimes that, you know, if you get something from Wisconsin from a producer, you know that, you know, it was freshly processed and produced, where maybe sometimes if you caught something, if it's not eaten right away, it could have been in the freezer and have some quality issues there.
Christian, thanks for the call at 800-642-1234. Anita joins us now in Lindenhurst, Illinois. Anita, hello.
Hi. I have a question for your host. Before that, I will tell you we mostly eat wild-caught salmon, Arctic char, and catfish. And we eat probably more than what you said per year. And we have our favorite way of fixing it. We love fish. Here's the thing. It's really puzzling us. We live in what they call the Chain of Lakes area in northern Illinois, And you can see any old guys with their little lawn chairs down by the river. They catch catfish by the dozen, no problem. You cannot buy wild-caught catfish, though. It only can come through farms. And when it's kind of pricey, considering it's such a, you know, it's a lower-level fish, but we really like it. And we're trying to figure out, why can't you get wild-caught catfish when I can go down to the river and get it?
Anita, thanks for the call. Maybe you that'll be your big break in business, Anita. I don't know. Tim, when you're out hunting for fish at the stores, do you tend to see local catfish?
I think it would depend on how you define local. I don't know if I've seen any Wisconsin catfish, but I am a fan of U.S.-raised catfish. That is something that I'll buy and cook in our house when it's available.
And Titus, do we have any kind of catfish industry going on in the state?
Not really. I mean, there is a small commercial fishery in the Mississippi River, and they may be catching some catfish there. I'm not really as familiar with that, but it would be, you know, probably more available locally. And, you know, really nationally, the you know, farm-raised catfish in the U.S. Has to compete with a lot of imported catfish as well. So it can be a challenge for domestic U.S. producers to compete with some of those prices.
And Titus, I wanted to ask you about the wild fishery industry in Wisconsin. I saw a video where you talk about it. It's, in many cases, kind of a small family business operation.
Yeah, so Wisconsin has a long history of Great Lakes commercial fishing, you know, goes back to the 1800s and really before that. As long as people have been in Wisconsin for hundreds, if not thousands of years, they've been catching fish out of the Great Lakes. And, you know, currently our commercial fisheries are fairly small. They're really mainly focused on Lake Whitefish. But it's a family business. And, you know, that's another way to get some local fish is to go to your local fish market if you live near the coast. And, you know, you could probably buy whitefish caught by that fisherman out on the Great Lakes.
Let's take one more caller. Carlene is with us in Lodi. Carlene, hello.
Hello. Hi there. I just wanted to make a quick comment. My husband and I try to fish a lot in the summer in the Madison Lakes and or the Wisconsin River, and we love catfish out of the river too. So when I find a brine and then we smoke it, our old-fashioned smoker we've had for 30-some years.
Wow. Anything else apart from catfish, Carlene?
Just small panfish, white bass, you know, stuff like that. We use I used to use a breading called Mr. Walleye. I can't find it anymore, and there's another one too, but I can't, you know, find it either. So I kind of make up my own with flour and some seasoning and then fry it up in bacon grease.
All right. I'll zoom over for dinner after the show. Carlene, thanks for the call. Tim, you want to leave us with any advice? You speaking of bacon, you had that bacon salmon BLT. Do you like to try to experiment with your fish, try new and different recipes?
Yeah, I just really love cooking with fish, which is why I was part of the video, even though it has really nothing to do with my job. But I think you can, if you have a favorite recipe, I think you can sub fish into a lot of different things. I really like making a salmon or a lake trout curry, which is maybe a little bit different than what you might normally have. But I think just if you perfect cooking a fish a certain way, like pan frying it or roasting it, you can really place it into a bunch of different recipes and have a lot of different uses for your fish, and that you can incorporate more fish into your diet that way.
Fantastic. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you.
And Titus, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Titus Seilheimer, Fisheries Outreach Specialist at the Wisconsin Sea Grant Institute, based on the UW-Green Bay Manitowoc campus. Tim Campbell, also with us, the Aquatic Invasive Species Outreach Specialist at the UW-Sea Grant Institute. They both joined us to talk about Wisconsin fish, farmed and wild caught. You can find their recipes, salmon BLT and pan-fried fish with lemon butter sauce, at WPR.org/centraltime.